It's interesting scripture in Proverbs 10 that says, strife and quarreling are symptoms of weak faith and are among the things the Lord detests. So how do we rise above all this vitriol that we're seeing in the media and love our neighbor, or maybe elevate the political process?
I think part of it is, what is our identity? And when our identity is challenged, then we become stressful, and our reaction oftentimes is either to isolate or to attack. And our primary identity is in the gospel.
That's right.
It's in the person of Jesus Christ. And nothing shakes that identity. And with that identity, who are we? We are the people of the promise. What I always am driven back to are the promises of God. It's real interesting. In the Jewish faith, there are a lot of celebrations about the deliverance of God and storytelling and sharing about the deliverance of promises. I believe we need to do more of that.
Yeah, we need to remember.
We need to remember, and we need to remember with our families and with others around and say, you know, this was a time of great stress in our family and challenge, and here's how God delivered. People get confused about the suffering of the people of Christ. You know, suffering in the ancient Hebrew means to lift up to a higher purpose. And we're all called to do that. We suffer for our children. We suffer for our careers. We suffer for the gospel. And we are instructed to have joy in the midst of this suffering. Suffering's not the opposite of joy. If we are in the midst of stress and challenge, and we look to those promises and call on the God of truth, whose promises cannot be set aside, then we have the full armor.
Yeah.
Of God.
You're really talking about where our security comes from in this whole
yes.
process. If we have a secure attachment, as we call it in psychology, with God, where we feel like he's got our back, he's attuned with us, he knows exactly what we need, he knows when we need it, he gives us everything that we need, which is what we hope to always do with our parents and child relationships. But we have that in God. If we can get our eyes off of all the craziness and keep reminding ourselves to go back to that place and know that God's got this. I read a line, someone wrote that there's no panic in heaven right now.
We cannot measure our Christianity by the ballot box.
Right.
And fortunately so, right?
Right.
People voting or voting against. We have to be secure in our identity. And we hope and we pray that we have leaders who are secure in their identity. That allows them to walk through the fires and stand for what is right. But we have a God who is certain about who he is and who we are with him. And we can rejoice in that. Donald Trump succeeding or failing is not your success or failure.
Right.
We find it through obedience and through our relationship with God and what he calls us to do. And that will remain the same whatever this election outcome is.
And I would argue that if we have that transforming relationship with Jesus Christ and we continue to go back to our relationship with God, then the love of God needs to be shown in our relationships with others as we're moving through this election process with our neighbors and our friends and our families. And it should be having some effect on our mouths.
Yes, absolutely.
The way we talk.
It's something that I mourn.
Yeah.
Because I believe our Republican Party is a hopeful party. I believe it's the party of the future, which promises to recognize the genius of every American and give them the liberty and freedom to express that genius. And we've lost that because we're fearful. We are not to be fearful.
Here's a great word from 1 Peter 2:12. And this was Peter talking to the suffering church. He says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.